you must handle all untoward conditions. It makes no difference what they claim to be, whether a sore toe, indigestion, inharmony in the home, or a war abroad. They are all the same thing. Pure hypnotism. You are a Christian Scientist. You have spiritual discernment. Hence, you will hold crime in check. You will aid in the ejection of error. And Mrs. Eddy says, you who discern Christian Science, you, quote, will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection, close quote. These things that confront you are beliefs. They are not things, persons, conditions, and the like. They are holy beliefs coming to you as consciousness. Quote, mortal mind sees what it believes, as certainly as it believes what it sees. Close quote. Your mortal thought always appears objectified. It is always a mind picture. It deceives the very elect. It gets you to identify yourself with it. Your mortal thought makes you believe that you have a mind that knows, sees, feels these erroneous conditions. There is no such mind. The whole thing is mesmeric, hypnotic. It is just pure, unadulterated animal magnetism, the specific term for all error. Being magnetic, it draws you to the physical, the material, that which misstates God. It is malicious, deadly. Its aim is to make you believe you have an existence separate from God. All your problems are simply your acceptance of a suppositional mind as your very own. Were it not the fact, you would have no problems. You cannot say or do things contrary to good and still say, quote, all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all, close quote. All world affairs and conditions are really your affair, whether appearing as family, government, weather conditions, or any of the various forms in which the negations appear. You must find these, one and all, as the operation and activity of principle. Then, so seen, they are orderly, perfect, and harmonious. It is always just how you have these conditions. They are your viewpoint. Remember, perfect God and perfect man is the basis of thought and demonstration. All is perfection. Acknowledge it. Your leader says, quote, an acknowledgement of the perfection of the infinite unseen confers a power nothing else can. Close quote. Don't try to escape health. You cannot do it. Health is just as omnipresent as honesty or the letter A. Health is harmony. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, health, alias harmony, is the normal manifestation of man in science, close quote. To admit that you are normal is all you have to do. Could the supreme being be without harmony? Of course not. Realize the fact of harmonious being. Treatment is always the truth spoken out from mind. Truth is simple and profound. Quote, always begin your treatment, close quote, Mrs. Eddy tells us, quote, by allaying the fear of patients, close quote. Don't start right in to scare your patient. Don't, as a rule, question him too much. What more do you want to know about nothing? The more he discusses it, the more real it becomes to him and to you. The truth is, he would not come to you at all if he were not afraid. It is fear you handle. Fear is not a thing, but a belief. Mrs. Eddy adds, quote, silently reassure them as to their exemption from disease and danger. Watch the result of this simple rule of Christian Science, and you will find that it alleviates the symptoms of every disease. If you succeed in wholly removing the fear, your patient is healed. Close quote. Show him that God is all. God is infinite, and that he surely is not afraid of God. If there is anything to fear, it would have to be outside of infinity. How utterly ridiculous is fear! The thing you fear is your own thinking, concocted by you and you alone, and you can change your thinking. Material sense is always afraid because it carries within itself the seed of its own dissolution. This dissolution is death itself. Understand that you argue because you are afraid. The details of argument, whether activated by self-justification or self-righteousness, have nothing whatever to do with the claim. So argument is of no value except to bring the so-called mortal's thought in accord with principle. As Mrs. Eddy says, quote, remember that the letter and mental argument are only human auxiliaries to aid in bringing thought into accord with the spirit of truth and love, which heals the sick and the sinner. Close quote. Animal magnetism will say, you will be better soon, or you will be better in the morning, etc. Just stop a moment and examine your conversation. All you are really saying is that the patient is still sick. Animal magnetism works first as suggestion to make you believe that you have another mind other than the one mind, God. It makes you believe that this mind is conscious of something which God would not or could not know. This admission once made, then this mind operates to control you. You entertain a state of solid conviction that such and such things or conditions are true and that you are experiencing them. You do not like them, but you seem convinced. This is always pure hypnotism. Your practice in Christian Science is always to reduce evil to a hypnotic suggestion and then destroy it. Animal magnetism is the essence of malice. It is that which draws you from good. It magnetizes. It is animal, physical, and it is deadly, and it seeks to undermine your divine qualities. Mrs. Eddy says in Miscellany, quote, the only incentive of a mistaken sense is malicious animal magnetism, the name of all evil, and this must be understood. Close quote. Note this sentence well. Remember, quote, the only incentive is animal magnetism. Quote, and then she says, quote, this must be understood. Close quote. This mistaken sense, the incentive or purpose, gets you to say, I see, I know, I feel, it comes to me, etc. It makes you, for the moment, forget that mind is, quote, the only I or us, close quote. Quote, there is but one I or us, but one divine principle or mind governing all existence. Close quote. a lie never reverses the truth, because the truth always is. The lie, being nothing, has no power of reversal, though it always claims to do that. The law of progress is one of God's laws that constitutes you. And there is no reversal to the law of progress. Can you reverse the infinite? No. Can you reverse his laws? No. For a moment, let us speak about hypocrisy. The word hypocrite comes from a Greek word meaning to play a part on the stage. You see, a hypocrite steps out of his true self. He assumes another character. A hypocrite knows full well who he is. He knows better than to step out of his true character. Hypocrisy is the great sin. It is false identification. Quote, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man," close quote, says Paul. "But God will not tempt you beyond your ability. You are capable of handling any situation. You have infinite ability, the divine capacity. You are constantly tempted to indulge yourself in some material pleasure. You think that matter, in some form, can give you pleasure. You know that, quote, matter is a misstatement of mind, close quote. And every indulgence and every misstatement robs you of your authority. Deviating in the least in your thinking and speaking tinges your thought with impurity. Matter is not a thing, a condition, a person, but wholly a misstatement of mind. The giving of power or indulgence to matter is what binds you and robs you of your freedom. Healing is always the appearing of the one omnipresent, harmonious being, the absolute consciousness of harmony. In that awareness is no discord. Mind knows only good. This mind is the mind that heals, because it precludes the possibility of there being anything unlike good. This looks like destruction, but it is not really destruction. It is simply light swallowing up darkness, but it does not destroy darkness. You do not believe that Christian Science is really for the destruction of sin and disease. For when you believe there is something to destroy, then you are holding on to the disease as a reality, and you could not get rid of it. Health is the realization of harmony and not the eradication of a disease. Jesus showed the great possibilities of mind. He showed what could be done. Yes, he showed what must be done by you and by me. He left no one out. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "No impossible thing do I ask when urging the claims of Christian Science," close quote. The more you realize your oneness with mind, the more you will express the ceaseless activity of mind, the perpetual motion of mind. One who closely identifies himself with God will be a busy practitioner, and he is letting his light shine. He does not have to make any special effort for activity, because his understanding will be the attraction, and with understanding, he will progress. Quote, "Your advancing course may provoke envy, but it will also attract respect. To be opinionated about science is personal sense. Know your oneness. That is humility, and that attracts." That's the end of this address.